Prepare ourselves for the study of God's Word by having a few moments of silent prayer. During that time, we have the opportunity to name privately to God the Father any unconfessed sins, which ensures the filling of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we recognize that the world changes. Everything changes except you, and you change not. We're so thankful for that because we can always rely on you because you don't change. You are the God of the universe, the sovereign, and whatever your plan is, it's going to be fulfilled. We're so thankful for that also because you are perfect in everything that you say and do. We pray that you will help us to focus and concentrate this morning. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to have some things a little different this morning. I'm first of all going to cover the election. And what we know for sure is that God answered our prayer. He's a God that answered prayers, and he really wouldn't say outdid himself. He can't outdo himself, but what a victory. It was only God who could take and make such a fantastic victory. We can say now that it was a landslide. And the day before, I don't know what you were thinking, but I wasn't thinking so much as a landslide. I hoped that would happen, but only God can make it happen. He won the vote of the Electoral College. He won the overall vote count. We won the Senate, and it looks like the House of Representatives might be in our hands as well. I think they're still counting or whatever they do there. But there's one thing for sure. God decided to choose Donald J. Trump to be the president of the United States for the second time. Now, we also know that it is God who decides who is going to be in office and who is not. Daniel chapter 2, verse 21 says, "And it is he, that would be God, who changes the times and the epochs. He removes kings and establishes kings. He gives wisdom to the wise men and knowledge to men of understanding." Now, one reason I was a bit wobbly on what was going to happen, and you may have been also, because President Trump was treated atrociously from the progressives of the Democratic Party. Here's a few of the things that he had to put up with. They accused him of being a Russian agent or a Russian spy. They tried to ruin his businesses. They impeached him twice. Excuse me. Twice they impeached him. And they claimed that he was mishandling official documents. They raided his home. They weaponized the FBI and the Justice Department to drum up false charges so that the partisan Democratic judges would find him guilty so that they could put him away in prison. And he was nearly assassinated two times. Now, I don't know about you, but there aren't a lot of people that would still be standing when all that was happening. They couldn't break him, and they did everything they could. Of course, the Lord was behind all that has happened in that. And I knew that when that first assassination attempt was within a couple of whether it's centimeters or whatever it is, just so close. That didn't just happen. That the Lord's hand was on that. It was on Donald Trump too. And the more they tried to break him and mistreat him, the more people decided that they wanted to vote for him because it was so unjust. This testing was similar to the way that God tests us. We, like Trump, when we are tested by God, we receive undeserved suffering. And that's not an easy one to overcome. Most of us complain for any little thing, and when we are when we suffer and it's not our fault, you're really going to be a complainer if that's what you're doing. But when we trust in the Lord, when we give our issues and problems to the Lord and trust Him to deal with them, we pass the test and God promotes us and showers us with blessings, just like He did for President Trump. He endured all this undeserved suffering. And when God promotes somebody and blesses them, He does it in a big way. He sure did it for Trump, and He will do it for us as well. Now, I'm going to put something on the board here. Just a moment. You may have heard me talking about this before. Andy Woods is the pastor teacher of Sugarland Bible Church. And he also does a podcast every Friday, and it's called Pastor's Point of View. Now, if I was you, if you don't have a piece of paper, get one and write this down because you might not remember it. And I highly recommend this. Pastor's Point of View. You can find it on YouTube, Google, Spotify, Rumble, wherever it is. You just go to which one you want to go to and type in Pastor's Point of View and boom, it will come up. Now, it showcases prophecy in the Bible that is unfolding right before our eyes. And a lot of people think, oh, no, that can't be. Well, it is. And you watch this and you will see that that's the truth. He collects recent articles from around the world to show where and how prophecies are coming to pass. If you're interested in that, we all are. I highly recommend the pastor's point of view. In fact, I will be using portions of Lesson 327. That's the latest one that he has done. And they archive the rest, but I would suggest you stay up where he is in the recent one, because we get more out of that than maybe some of the ones earlier. So I'll be using the portions of Lesson 327 from the pastor's point of view for today's lesson. So I'm going to peel this now. Now, and I have 35 slides. So there's going to be a lot on there. Now that's he's Dr. Andy Wood. He's pastor of the Bible Church. I have to say something about his hat. I would love to wear a hat up here because it knocks off all the rays, and it might it would be maybe disconcerting to do so. But he does. That's the first time I've ever seen him with a hat on. And he said that he was at a conference. And somebody there gave him this hat, and it says, Jesus is my Savior, and Trump is my President. So he said he was going to wear that the whole time, unless it started making his head sweat. So this is his format. He has papers that he uses to go through And then these big, you can see it very well, the articles that he is going to cover, which what I said a while ago shows how and when and everything about the prophecies in the Bible that are coming to pass now. So this was the New York Post, and the date of this, nearly every time he puts an article up there, it's in within a week. I mean, it's not way back in the part there. So it was updated now to November the 6th, 2024. And it says, it's the New York Post, Donald Trump wins 2024 presidential election, defying the odds again. And you would think these people who are progressive, I'm sure they think that they're progress further than the regular people. But you would think that after so many times they have tried to get him, and they kept trying, you would think by now they would see that they're not going to be able to do it. And I'm sure there's millions of them out there today that are doing some introspection in what their own soul is going to do. So that's the first one there. This is the New York Post. It says, he's done it again. D-O-N, I guess that's play on Donald, I guess. It says, Trump pulls off the comeback for the ages with the election win. And I just think he won everything that there is to win on this. And if I was him, I'd be grinning like that as well. It seems like those on the dark side had all the levers of power, and it would be a daunting task to stand against them. They would do anything to hold on to the power they had. And you all know that that is true. There's nothing that they would not stoop so low or whatever they had to do. If they had to cause World War III to come in to hold their power, they said, that's fine. And I'm very proud of the people of our country who were not afraid to cast their vote for the leaders who would fight to deliver our beloved country from those who were trying to destroy it. They didn't believe their many lies. And when you think about the odds with all the power that was already in their hands and how these progressives were attack, hate, all that, and yet they use their own mind and their own soul to decide who is going to take the helm of our country. And they had no fear in doing it. They did it, and I'm proud of that. For a while, I was thinking, is there anything that the American people will not put up with? When we had COVID and all the things that were, our rights were just going away, and it seemed like nobody was going to do anything. But the next few slides I'm going to show you shows that it was done the right way. It was like they took a page out of the Declaration of Independence, which gives the people the way to set our country back onto the right course. And so I have here, this is from the Declaration of Independence. That is the birth of our beloved country. And the first one says, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. Now, I don't remember in all the things that have been going on for the last 4 years, I don't remember our government asking consent to anybody for anything. And it's okay if you commit crimes or anything else that you can think of a horrible nature. I don't remember any of them being held accountable either. But God holds them accountable. This is continuing with Declaration of Independence. that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. Now, that's what happened this past Tuesday, is we decided that we were going to abolish what we had and how it was functioning, and we essentially instituted a new government. And that's the way it should be done in the ballot box, by voting. Unfortunately, sometimes in some countries, they didn't have the opportunity to do that, and they would have to use force if necessary. This is what Abraham Lincoln said, and he said this at the Gettysburg, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. For quite a while, it has not been of the people, by the people, or for the people. It was for the oligarchs that were essentially having the president do their bidding. Now, this is way Andy uses shows what he's going to do. The first thing he does is give all the different things that he's going to cover. This is the most of them that I've seen. Most of the time it might be four, maybe five, but he's got seven of them here. And he calls it a prophecy update. And so the first thing he showed there was the Trump victory. And we are so thankful to our God that he is giving us this grace so that we can turn things around. And I'm going to explain some other things about this shortly, but it's not like that we take over and we have all the time in the world, and that we will, in a short term, maybe obey God and be good and faithful servants. But the trend is, after things get down to normality, everybody starts being a slacker, and God is not pleased with that. The Bible talks about a one-world government that will force its will over all the earth. We are moving very rapidly into that nightmare until President Trump won the election. At best, it will delay what the Bible prophecies say about the future. I don't know if you recognize that, and I've thought for a long time that globalism is satanic, and nationalism is what God has chose for people to live under, is nationalism. And as we go through here, we're going to see some articles that I think might be somewhat shocking to show how close we were for us to become a globalist nation. So, this means that we need to be very zealous about giving the gospel to those who will listen and to work hard to be good and faithful servants to our Lord Jesus Christ. He gave us the grace that we need in order to do this, and now it's up to us to recognize that this was a precious gift, giving us this time, and we're able to put our country into a place where we all would be proud of. The progressive Democrats have already demonstrated that they will continue to push their wicked agenda and lies, because many of their leaders are influenced by demons. I'm almost sure that that is the case because of what they do. We should be very glad that President Trump is a nationalist and not an internationalist, which is globalism. Notice that the name of his movement is not Make the world great again, but make America great again. America is a nation. He isn't interested in the world. He's interested, I'm talking about Trump here, he isn't interested in the world. He's interested in making America great again. When the global elites try to force us to do something that is contrary to our Constitution, he ignores them and does what is best for our country. This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 6 through 7. Now, we know that this global or international thing is coming, and there are certain things that have to happen before it is here. Now, we know what's next on the agenda for us, church age believers, and that is the rapture. And the rapture is going to precede the tribulation. And so whenever you see things that are coming together, it's so apparent that time period is going to last 7 years, the tribulation. When we see it nearly here, when Christ returns, it's going to be before that. That means we might not have too much time. And if you see these things that we're seeing, but before seven years, we're going to have some things that have to take place before the tribulation begins. And that's what this is talking about in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 6 through 7. Verse 6, and you will know what restrains him, and that is referring to Antichrist. He is being restrained right now and will continue to be restrained so that his time will, so that in his time he will be revealed. For the mystery of the lawlessness is already at work, only he who now restrains, talking about restraining the Antichrist, will do so until he is taken out of the way. And what is restraining him are all the believers that are alive now that are indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And he can't come and start the tribulation until we are gone, because we have the Holy Spirit in us. And that's what that's talking about. There's nothing that has to happen or be restrained with regard to Christ coming. He could come before church is over. But when it comes to the tribulation, he is restrained by the believers who are yet still here and are indwelt by the Holy Spirit and have several ministries of the Holy Spirit as well. Now, one of the things that he was talking about on his list was anti-Semitism. And here he has a thing here on the left-hand side, and it's about Revelation chapter 12 and anti-Semitism. So his topic now is anti-Semitism. And you see under the title here, anti-Semitism, see Revelation chapter 12, verse 6 through 17. And this will be talking about the anti-Semitism during the tribulation. And it's something else. So it also has these arrows. It says Daniel's 70th week is 7 years. We've gone over that before. And halfway between the beginning and ending of the tribulation, you have Satan is going to come in, and he's going to declare himself God. The churches that were there before, they're going to be burned and so forth. Anyway, there's a lot there, but it's talking about anti-Semitism. Now, some of these articles you're going to find unbelievable in there. This is the Jerusalem Post. It came out on November the 4th. And it says, "Spitting on the graves of Jewish victims, terrorists who teach social justice at Canadian UNI." And the guy there you'll see under the heading there, the title, is Dr. Hassan Diab. And he was found guilty of the 1980 bombing of a French synagogue and sentenced to life in prison. And so I think the next page I cover this in more detail. But this is the gist of it. He was found guilty in France in 1980 for bombing a synagogue and sentenced to life in prison, but I have some more information here. Hassan Diab is a terrorist that murdered 4 Jews in France and wounded 46 other Jews. He was tried and was found guilty and was sentenced to life in prison. However, he escaped and went to Canada and was hired to be a teacher in college teaching a social justice course. Is that insane or what? And it's a lot more to it. They were talking about extraditing and all that, but he murdered 4 Jews, wounded 46, found guilty, sentenced to life in prison, and he gets away and goes to Canada, and now you could take his course if you want. I don't think I would. Now, this is a book that Andy wrote a while back. It's The Middle East Meltdown, The Coming Islamic Invasion of Israel. And, of course, it's by Dr. Woods. And he goes in a lot more detail than he does on the pastor's conference if you get this book. Now, this is very important. I wish that was bigger. I don't know how well you can see it, but it's the biggest one I could find. It's very important. What you see here is a map of the Mideast, and up in the little box, I don't know if you can read it, but it says, "The Battle of Gog and Magog," and that covers Ezekiel 38, 1 through 17. And all these circles and what these are is the Bible in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 name the countries that are going to go against Israel by name. And what he did on this is also give the name that they have now. The countries, of course, don't have the same ones. But if we look over to the right and we see Persia, that's Iran. And if you see an arrow going towards Israel, that means that they're going to be part of this Gog Magog attack. Then down there at Kush, you have is Sudan, and Put is Libya, and Meshach, Tubal, and Gomer, and Targama are all Turkey. And you go up above Turkey and you see Rosh, and that's Russia. And then if you go over to the far right, there are all the nations, are the Uzbekistan and all those, and that's Magog. But you might notice that Saudi Arabia doesn't have an arrow going towards it. And in recent times, Saudi Arabia is trying to get the trade going back with Israel. In other words, they are befriending Israel in the current time. And the Bible says that Saudi Arabia, I can't remember the name that it was then, Saudi maybe, I don't know. Anyhow, said that they would be putting down all these people who are, all these nations that are going to go on this attack on Israel. One reason they're doing it because Israel very wealthy country, and they're doing it for the country and its vocation. And that shows that it's not going to be part of the ones that are going to be in this battle of Gog and Magog. So that's, I'll just continue. But that's, I could say a lot more about that, but I need to move on. Here's this is world versus Israel is another point that he went over. And this article says, Turkish precedent calls on Islamic world to unite against Israel's genocide in Gaza. Now this came out in 5/11/2024, and he calls it genocide. This is Turkey, and Turkey is just hell-bound on destroying Israel. And so Erdogan, is that the way you pronounce it? What is it? Erdogan, he is pushing really hard to get all the Muslims together and go against Israel, because he says it's genocide in Gaza. There was genocide that took place, but it wasn't Israel. It was Gaza. The Washington Post, Iran's supreme leader calls for a global military coalition against Israel. So all these people are saying, why don't we stop fighting each other for a while and put all our forces together, a military coalition against Israel, and just wipe them out. That's what they want to do. They want to drive them into the sea. The Muslims want to eradicate them where there's no more Jews, and that will never happen. This is Reuters. Reuters is a comprehensive, this was October the 31st, 2024, and it says, it's by Reuters, and it says, Russia's comprehensive treaty with Iran will include defense, Lavrov says. And Lavrov is Russian. But he's saying that Russia is, they're all coming together, and this is, that has to happen before the Battle of Gog and Magog. They have to, because they normally they don't have anything to do with each other. But now they have a common cause, and that is they want to destroy Israel. And the big part here is it includes defense. So Russia is now going to no doubt give weapons and so forth to Iran. And both of them are in that, in the future, be on attack, on a Gog and Magog attack, and then and it's showing it right now that these things come together. Even China is now buddy-buddy with Russia. It's all coming together there. Now, the world versus Israel. This is Zechariah chapter 12, verse 3. Zechariah 12, verse 3. It will come about in that day that I will make Jerusalem a heavy stone for all the people, and all who lift it will be severely injured. And essentially what this is going to say is all those nations that are going to go against Jerusalem is going to be like picking up a heavy stone. It's so heavy they can't move it. For all the peoples, all who lift it will be severely injured, and that means all those that are going to go against Israel, that attack her, then they're going to be injured. A lot of them will be destroyed. And all the nations of the earth will be gathered against it. That is, against Jerusalem. Does that include us? We're a nation, aren't we? Yes. Now, this happens right at the end of the tribulation. And they're going to attack Jerusalem, all the nations of the world, and this is when Jesus Christ comes in and saves the day. Okay, Zechariah 14, 2 through 3. This is akin to what we just saw. Verse 2, For I will gather all the nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city will be captured, and the houses plundered, and the women ravished, and half of the city exiled. So all the nations of the earth will be going against Jerusalem and Israel, and they're going to be successful halfway up with their taking of Jerusalem. But the rest of it says, but the rest of the people will not be cut off from the city. Then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations as when he fights on a day of battle. When the Lord fights in a day of battle, I'm so glad that we're not going to be part of that, because it's not going to be pretty. Here's another map, and I've got another one similar to this. The green line there shows the border of Israel pre-1967. It's a very small country. And up there you see the Golan Heights, and it's got little dots because pre-1967 they didn't have the Golan Heights. And then you have Jordan, and you see Jerusalem down here, and then you have the West Bank. And the West Bank is something that, the next slide I have will show that better. Here's another picture of it, or map. Samaria and Judah are in the part that they call the West Bank. And, of course, that all is going to be Israel. In fact, it's going to go all the way to the rivers a long ways away. But now, one thing that we should see, you see Gaza over here, dark brown. It was in 2004 that the Prime Minister of Israel decided to give land to those who were going to take over Gaza. Now, that was a horrible decision. He used the military to go in and force people out of the Israelis. He forced them to come out of that land, and they had to leave their homes, their businesses, and everything. He gave it to to what turns out to be Hamas. And their they had to create a government, and so they voted to put Hamas in 2004, and of course they're still there because they are terrorists, and it completely was the opposite of what the Prime Minister did. I can't remember his name right now, so I don't tip of my tongue. Anyway, so all they do is build tunnels and shoot missiles and all that into Jerusalem. Now, everybody's talking about this two-state solution. And what that means is they want the Muslims to take over right next to Israel. It would take in Samaria and Judah as well. And see how close it is up here? It says Samaria to the Mediterranean. That's only 10 miles wide. And you can't protect a country when it's that small. And it would be the death knell if that ever happened. And all the people who are anti-Semites are calling for that. You'll see that in a moment. Oh, I hit the wrong button. By the way, I'm famous for that. Okay, now we have another one here. This is, I don't know what that says up at the top. It came out November 1st, 2004. The Global Alliance for a Two-State Solution and the Establishment of a Palestinian State. That's what they're all for. And as soon as they get, if they ever get it, they will try their best to annihilate Israel. And anybody with any sense knows it, but Satan is pushing it. This is a letter from the UN, and I'm just going to pass it by because it is so horrible. But if you get this online, you might be able to get it. I can read it. No, we'll go to the next one. Daniel 7, 21 through 25 says, I kept looking, and that horn, that's the Antichrist, was waging war with the saints and overpowering them. He will speak out against the Most High and wear down the saints of the Highest One, and he will intend to make alterations in times and in the law, and they will be given into his hand for a time, times, and a half a time. That ends up seven years, and this is what the Antichrist is going to do to the saints during the tribulation. This is the Jerusalem Post, November the 4th, 2024. Israel voids UNRWA contact, orders agency shut in 3 months. Now, I think I even have something about this. I'll just do it real quickly. UNRWA, U-N-R-A, means United Nations Relief and Workers Agency. Originally, this was an arm of the United Nations that was a humanitarian agency that would go around the world and help take care of the needs of the people. But now it is staffed with Muslims that are sympathetic to Hamas and are anti-Semitic to Israel. Israel says that they are no longer are doing humanitarian work, but are aiding Hamas in carrying out the war. Even some of the people that worked for UNRWA was in when, what was it, October the 7th, was that when they did their thing, October the 7th, they were part of it. And so they're saying, we're not going to use them anymore. We don't want them here. Take them out. And the UN says that they're going to go against them and take away their voting in the General Assembly. Daniel 7:23, the fourth beast with a fourth kingdom on the earth, which will be different from all the other kingdoms and will devour the whole earth and tread it down and crush it. That's one reason you should be very glad that you are a believer and Jesus Christ is going to come get us. We'll be his bride, and we won't have anything to do with that horrible time period. This is Gaston Institute, November the 4th, 2024. Biden-Harris administration surreptitiously signs up for UN World Governance Internet censorship. Now, that's, if you're saying, what? Am I seeing that right? You're seeing it exactly right. The media keeps it away from the people. But the president tries to do a treaty or something like this, they have to go to the Senate to get approval. And I think it's like two-thirds of the Senate has to okay it before it goes into it becomes what it is. But they don't do that. They just ignore everything and everybody. And so, according to this, We are signed up for UN World Governance, and internet censorship means if anybody opposes this, on the internet they'll take them off. But it's just horrible. But I want to get to the end if I can. People's Voice. This is November the 4th. UK government announced. Plans to roll out mandatory digital ID as a matter of urgency. Now, what this means is that they take away money is nothing anymore. And the one reason that they notice it's mandatory digital ID. So you're going to have an ID that is digital, and of course that has to do with the money as well. It will be gone. It's because they can't trace cash, but digitally they can know everything about you, and that's what that is talking about. So this is the mark of the beast that we see here. Y'all have heard about it. This is Revelation 13:16 through 18, and he will cause And he causes all, this is the Antichrist, the small and the great and the rich and the poor and the free men and the slaves, to be given a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, and he provides that no one will be able to buy or sell except the ones who have the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of beasts, for the number is that of a man, which number is 666. Now, if you can't buy or sell, how are you going to survive? That's during the tribulation as well. The people's voice again here. Got in there again. This is a king's dream that was from Babylon, and he had a dream, and this is all the different nations, but this rock is coming, and it's going to hit him on his feet, and it's going to crush him. This just has to do with what is falling into place with regards to globalism. Revelation 17:15. And he said to me, the waters which you saw where the harlot sits are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. When it says where the harlot sits, it's talking about churches. And then it shows all these people. I don't know that, you know. Anyway, I can't comment on that one. It takes too long. Breitbart, creepy Bill Gates calls for a new religion to guide humanity in the age of AI. And this was in November the 1st, 2024. And so he is pushing for a new religion and to guide humanity in the age of AI. You know, I have a sneaky suspicion that he's not a believer. Do you? But that's what he's thinking, and he's, of course, will do all. He's got so much money, and he's got a lot of influence anyway. Okay, this is my last one, and it's supposed to be blown up like all the others, but I couldn't do it. But this is the way to end for sure, and that is Titus 2:13, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus. So, this is just in one of his lessons. And I don't know about you, but I'm thirsty, or hungry to get the truth that we're not getting. All these articles, they are out there, but the media and the mainstream media never shows any of these articles or says what's happening because they still are on the dark side. And it's going to be interesting to find out what happens to the mainstream media that have been lying to us. And they're doing just the opposite of what they should do. They're supposed to be the gatekeepers with regards to the government, and when they step out of line, they do something unconstitutional, or they do something that's horrendous, whatever it may be, they are the ones to call them to task. But they're not doing it. They are an arm of the government that we had. I feel so good to say. That we had. Well, we can still have it for about a little over two months. But whenever we switch gears, of course, our President Trump is already very much at work. And it's a colossal task to deal with this, but we just keep praying that the Lord will give him wisdom and that we will continue to tell people how great our God is. This is a time frame. You know, because of that election, we have some time. We have time to turn it around. And I don't know how much time that's going to be, but it is not going to stop the one world government and the one world plan that is revealed in the Bible. So it could be a short time, it could be a longer time, but eventually they are going to grind down this country and every other country and with anti-Semitism, and when the Antichrist comes. But we do the best we can with everything we've got for right now. And we are so happy. I know I am. I'm so happy that we have a God that answers prayer, and He answered the prayer in the biggest way for all of us. Now it's time for us to show our gratitude and be obedient and serve Him in the way we ought to. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are in awe of Your power and Your love and Your grace. We see these things that are going to be deterred, at least for a while, and we are so happy, so thankful for it. But we need to use all the resources. We need to speak out about these things that we learn and tell the truth, and also tell about Jesus Christ is the one who is controlling all things. He is the one that went to the cross and paid the debt of the entire world for their sin. And all one has to do is believe in Jesus Christ and what He did on the cross, and you will become a child of God. You'll be born again. Your ticket to heaven is guaranteed. And that is a wonderful thing that we all should be very busy attending to. So we thank You for all of this and the time we had together this morning. Pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.